This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We want to take a look at the latest controversy hitting the Massachusetts State Police. A trooper who was already on leave amid an investigation into why he fired his weapon at a man during a police chase is now facing more scrutiny. The Boston Globe is reporting today that Trooper Matthew Sheehan has a history of racist and violent language online, including posts that appear to support police officers who shoot suspects. The story today prompted some strong reaction from Governor Baker.
If those posts were issued by someone who's a member of the state police, they are clearly a violation of the code of conduct, and he or she should be fired.
For more on this, we're joined by Boston Globe reporter Evan Allen. Evan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about this, first, this public police forum online, and what kind of posts you found there.
Sure. So the forum is called Mass Cops, and it's basically a forum where people post articles or comments, and then other people comment on those. And we were looking at posts by a person going by the username Big Irish, who is Trooper Matt Sheehan. And, you know, he has about 200 or so posts spanning 2012 to 2017. Some of them are pretty innocuous. They're about his service in the Color Guard or just commenting on different police issues, people that he knows, his experiences working details. But some of them are extremely offensive.
Are they radio friendly? Can you tell us what they are?
They're not all radio friendly, but some of them are. For example, on a story in 2000, a lot of these posts are commenting on news articles that are published. And so in one, he's commenting on an incident in Worcester in which a state trooper shot and killed a man who allegedly drove at him. And he says, note to expletive scumbags, you try to run us over and you will die. Good shoot all day long. Mm. Others are very racially offensive. He rants about criminals and often people of color using very disparaging language, including deadbeats, baby's mama, gangbanging, EBT receiving.
Okay.
Talks
yeah.
a lot. Of, yeah.
Wait, I get it. How were you able to connect these posts from the screen name Big Irish to Trooper Sheehan?
Well, he scattered a lot of personal biographical information throughout his whole post history, including his own date of birth, his hometown, specific details about his work history and that of family members' work histories. He also said that he had taken a Globe reporter on a ride-along in 2011 about a OUI story, and we were able to pull the photo from that story, and it's of Trooper Sheehan.
Mm-hmm. So Trooper Sheehan was already on leave, which I guess is standard procedure when there's a police-involved shooting. And that was a shooting that occurred while officers were trying to stop a group of men driving the wrong way on 93 on ATVs and dirt bikes. So that's a story in and of itself. But I just wonder, in terms of that shooting and that investigation, how does now this investigation into these postings affect all of that?
Well, this investigation into the postings is sort of laid on top of that investigation. After we alerted state police to these postings, they moved very quickly and they confiscated his department-issued equipment, including guns, cruiser, any job-issued electronics. They've opened an investigation into the posts, and they're holding what's called a duty status hearing on Friday. And that will determine whether he, basically what his status will be as the investigation proceeds. So he could be on restricted duty, he could be suspended with pay, or he could be suspended without pay.
Hmm. Now, Trooper Sheehan, did he have a history of issues? And what was his salary?
Well, in 2016, he made about $233,000. That includes overtime and other pay. We were able to find 5 internal affairs complaints between 2011 and 2016, including one for profanity and another for using excessive force. The excessive force was found not to have merit. It was not clear what the outcome of the profanity complaint was. There were 3 other complaints, the nature of which were not clear, which were listed as being filed, which means that no disciplinary action was taken.
Hmm. And so what's the reaction from both state police and from the union or Trooper Sheehan's lawyer?
Well, Trooper Sheehan's lawyer said that he could not comment on an ongoing investigation, and Trooper Sheehan himself did not respond to requests for comments. The state police, as I said, they moved very quickly after we brought this to their attention and started asking questions about it, opening an investigation right off the bat. And then, you know, reaction from elected officials like Boston City Council President Andrea Campbell was horror at these posts. They're very offensive. We couldn't publish a lot of them. And, you know, people calling for an investigation into his interactions with other people in the community and into whether he should be a trooper.
Now, you know, this really has now become a parade of controversies for the Massachusetts State Police. There was certainly we heard about restructuring. Three top state police brass, including the colonel, have recently retired. Most recently, a trooper was suspended after it was determined that she was a co-conspirator in a marijuana trafficking case and still got the job. Then there was a lawsuit by another trooper who alleged that he was forced to change an arrest report for a judge's daughter. So we've got some problems there, it appears. What are folks saying about how this fits into the whole landscape? Really, of what may or may not be happening at the Massachusetts State Police?
Sure. So, I mean, these allegations certainly come at a time of extraordinary upheaval in the state's largest police force. You know, people are saying that this is sort of another black eye for another notoriously proud organization.
And any calls, though, for further sort of investigations to see if this is a systemic problem that you know of, Evan?
In regards to the issues with Sheehan,
right?
I mean, there certainly Andrea Campbell said that she wanted the Trooper Sheehan's other interactions with the community's members investigated. We haven't yet really heard calls for any kind of wider ranging investigation of, for example, mass cops. But, you know, we only published the story a couple hours ago.
Right. So we'll give it some time. Okay. Boston Globe reporter Evan Allen with the latest on her story on Massachusetts State Trooper Matt Sheehan. Evan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.